Blog Talk Radio.
The director,
all of us are in this. I haven't heard anybody, even people, even online and offline friends of mine who don't even watch Dallas. They want to see season four because they're like, "Well, I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I wanted to remain on. I want to see Dallas, you know." So it's amazing the support. I've seen so many comments, and I guess you guys have also, of people that are just astonished at the attention that we are getting. And it's good that networks are interested. Even before I come on the air, I see where many are still asking TNT to reconsider their decision. And, you know, they'll probably reconsider when it's too late. And, you know, I have tweeted, let's see, today I've tweeted CBS, Fox, WeTV. I love me some Bravo TV, and Bravo have a new scripted television show that they're premiering. Let's see, I tweeted several at the same time. And, of course, I consistently asked Ryan Seacrest, at Ryan Seacrest on Air with Ryan, RSP, you know, Ryan Seacrest Productions. I consistently asked for his assistance and his company's assistance in saving Dallas, doing a Save Dallas campaign. So I believe Ryan is helping us, and so I hope things can really happen. You know, maybe he'll come in and become one of the executive producers or something, you know. Let's see. Who else did I? Last week I posted on the Talk CBS Facebook page, and I tweeted them and asked them if they would invite the cast on to talk about the Dallas Fans Save Dallas campaign. So, you know, we all are doing our individual and group efforts. We're tweeting, we're emailing, we're talking, we're rallying, we're having tweet-a-thons, we have petitions, we have groups, we have fan pages. Remember to like the fan page that I created. The abbreviated version is Support Dallas TV. The long version is Dallas Fans, Cast, Crew, and Supportive Sponsors. That's the long version. But the short version is facebook.com/ Support Dallas TV. That's a short version. And we're in there sharing and talking and just having a great time getting our show another season, finding another home for Dallas. Okay, Christine Guthlin in the Dallas. Listen, we have so many groups. I'm in one of the groups that I'm a member of. In the Dallas on TNT group, there's going to be a tweet-a-thon tonight. I have some more information to share too. Let me get the schedule out about the Twitter song. And please feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. Christine Guthlin said, please join the Save Dallas campaign on Twitter tonight from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are directing tweets to Warner Brothers and CW. Thanks. And they're saying that word has it that CW is showing interest in Dallas. If I could find this page. Let's see. I had just seen, okay, John Ramirez just an hour ago posted that to the 12,141 members, Dallas fans, and to the millions of Dallas fans around the world, we're close to finding a new network on this amazing show. Please don't give up. We have come so far these past few weeks, gaining the momentum for this movement. Let's continue our efforts to get Dallas a new home. Keep Save Dallas trending. The CW apparently has interest, so let's continue our efforts there. Hashtag bring Dallas back. Hashtag save Dallas. And a Ronnie Grillo, who is another awesome crusader, Save Dallas crusader, he writes, look, I know the hashtag Save Dallas fight is taking longer than what we all hoped it would. But remember, anything worth having is worth fighting for. Did Jock give up on winning Miss Ellie from Digger? Did JR give up trying to win back you and all? Did Bobby and Pam let Mark Grayson stop them from giving it one more try? I know this fight wears on a lot of us, and many have given up or have very legit reasons for not continuing. I know we all have lives and other things that are important to us. We sure do. But this is important. So I understand not being able to devote a lot of time every day on this if you're not able. I myself don't do it every single day. I may miss a day here and there. But when I come back, I try to at least post in my fan page every morning, tell everybody hello, what's up, let's continue this. And others are so encouraging also in posting and sending out encouraging thoughts also. So it's good to keep that, you know, that team effort and motivating one another. And it's amazing that we all are really motivating one another, from the cast to the crew, to advertisers, to behind-the-scenes people, people that work in front of the camera, the fans. We all are in this together, and it's so amazing. So it goes on to say, so I understand not being able to devote a lot of time every day on this if you're not able. I myself don't do it every single day. I may miss a day here and there, but when I come back, I try to make up for it. I've probably made 50 to 75 ads or more, not sure the exact amount. Thing is, for those of you that have good reasons, and I do my good reasons, I have my shows, I do my podcast, I talk. You guys are invited to call in and talk about your efforts and your petitions and your rallies and your tweet-a-thons, or just your thoughts and your opinions regarding the Save Dallas Crusade. And if you want to schedule an interview or a time for us to talk, let me know, and I'll schedule a special show where we'll talk about the Save Dallas campaign. And it goes on to say, again, thing is, for those of you that have good reasons for giving up and are frustrated, chances are you're still going to get on your Facebook and Twitter some every day. So even if you can't devote a lot of time, that's okay. Just send out a Save Dallas when you can. Better than nothing at all. Just think how great the reward will be when we finally accomplish our goal. And that is so true, because so many people, like I've said, people that aren't even like on the outside looking in, but they're supporting us and also doing their part. I've seen so many people say, wow, this is amazing what you guys are doing. I never seen this happen. How many have I heard? I mean, friends and relatives even talk to me about the Save Dallas crusade. They're like, this is amazing right here, what you guys are doing. And when I showed my globe article to my mother and to family members. I was like, look, we're doing it. And they're like, wow, that is just amazing, you know. So it is. So we have to stay committed to saving Dallas. Nancy Williams, who is another awesome crusader, she said 10 minutes ago, oh, no, we won't go. The TNT rumor may or may not be true, so let's do it. Oh, no, we won't go, and strive to hit 1 million tweets so we can do it with everyone's help. So please save Dallas. Hashtag bring Dallas back. Hashtag CBS. Hashtag CMT. Hashtag AMC. Hashtag Lifetime. Hashtag WGN. Hashtag CW. And then hashtag boycott TNT. I thought that was my imagination, but I've been seeing it. Boycott TNT. Now that's big time right there. Talking about boycotting. So, it's one thing talking about rallies, but then there are talks about boycotting. So, TNT, are you sure? Are you sure? Some of the comments that were shared back to Ms. Sharon Henderson is, I did not think it should go back to TNT. Anyway, CW does not have on demand, so that might not be good, and since not everyone will have CW. I myself personally am a lover of Bravo TV. I honestly would love to see if not CBS, Bravo TV. I think that would be an amazing choice, a very wonderful, because the reality shows are already like drama filled like Dallas, you know, the storylines are similar. And now they're into scripted programming, so it seems like perfect timing for Dallas to be a part of the Bravo TV family. And the publicity, you guys know the publicity for Bravo TV is amazing, and you can watch Bravo on demand, online. You know, I mean, it's amazing. So I think that would be a good partnership. Some people are saying stop watching them when I heard they canceled Dallas. I must admit, I watched TNT yesterday. I love me some Denzel Washington and his work. And I watched Training Day. They had some type of Denzel Washington marathon. And as much as that character scares me, I watched Training Day. And, Denzel Washington... You know, and I like studying his work and all that. So that's all I can say. Another friend that I network with from Namibia, in Africa. When I got to okay, I had asked Sharon if she would post what she had posted in the Dallas group, waiting for the new season 3. If she would share that in my on my fan page, and she told me it was okay for me to share it. And so I said, thanks for the okay, Sharon. I said, I just tweeted CBS, ABC, Fox TV, Bravo TV, and WeTV, Hallmark Channel, and have been consistently asking Ryan Seacrest to help, plus ask to talk CBS to invite the cast to talk Save Dallas campaign recently, hashtag Save Dallas. So Alicia... my online friend, Facebook friend, supporter of they're crusading all over the world, in Africa and France. There are Save Dallas groups everywhere. She said that we can definitely contact Ryan Seacrest. We hear his shows here in Namibia every week. And Sharon, thanks so much for bearing with us. Should Dallas not be picked up, I certainly hope that some great projects will cross Josh's path soon. Sharon has even said that, you know, she thinks her son would be great on Nashville. Now, Nashville is my next favorite, you know, because Dallas season had ended and then Nashville and Scandal season has began, you know. But I love me some Nashville. But we are getting a fourth season right for Dallas. If not at TNT, they're going back to CBS or going to another awesome network. So another person responded, for 2 days we are told that it is confirmed that TNT is seriously looking to bring back Dallas. And that turns out to be, as I suspected, BS. We now have to stop posting unconfirmed internet rumors as confirmed by any names or facts and details to back them up. If there are no names or facts and details, then it is absolutely not confirmed. We could have been working on other networks, but all day yesterday we spent all our energy and time in TNT because of an internet rumor. Stop posting unconfirmed internet rumors. Because even Josh had posted on his Facebook page that he had heard a rumor that TNT was considering reversing their decision to cancel Dallas. And so his mother shared with us that now that TNT want us to focus our efforts on other networks. Let's see, Steve Lee. Okay, I thought Steve Lee. People are saying boycott. That's what people are saying on Facebook. They're saying boycott TNT. So while some people are focusing on boycotting, many of us are going to be focusing on Save Dallas campaign. And so some people are still saying email david.levy@turner.com. The viewers have the power to make or break TNT ratings. Hashtag Save Dallas, please. CBS tweet TNT. If it doesn't happen soon, we viewers will have to start boycotting your advertisers in order to get some real attention from you so-called bigwigs. Hashtag Save Dallas, CBS tweet TNT. Save Dallas. Wow. So people are asking for Save Dallas, bring Dallas back, CBS, CMT, AMC, Lifetime, WGN. Excuse the silence, but I just want to share a little bit more. The Dallas TNT fan group. Okay, Dallas fans, will show them that Dallas fans are all over the world and want their Dallas back. And so they did like a roll call of where people are from, and people are from all over the place. All over America, all over the world, that want to save Dallas. So that is a good thing right there. Let's see if there's any more. I just want to see if there's any more news. But I keep seeing boycott. That's like the news now. People are saying if we really want to be heard, that we need to boycott. Also, while we're talking about, let's see what's going on. On my Facebook, I just seen something happening on my Facebook. See what's going on my Facebook page, the page I created. I like talking to people on my page, on the page I created. I posted some awesome posters and pictures. We have fun conversations. And also we post our Save Dallas. But since we are running out of time, I want to send prayers out to the people in the city of Marysville, Washington, where the shooting occurred on Friday. And one of the young ladies passed away early this morning. So definitely want to send out prayers to those young people and to their families and to other students and those related to the young man who did the shooting. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I just finished watching the president hug the nurse, the first nurse that was hospitalized with Ebola. And then I'm like, well, what is this? Because, you know, I live in Jackson, Mississippi, and in 1997, Pearl, Mississippi, was the place where a similar situation happened, Luke Woodham. And so a lot of people hear about Columbine. Before Columbine, there was Pearl, Mississippi, Pearl High School, where Luke Woodham, before going on a shooting spree at his high school, murdered his mother and his pet dog and killed the young lady that he, you know, liked and it was a story that Geraldo even covered and came to investigate because it was more to the pit. It was more uncovered. But I was just speechless. I mean, the young man had been homecoming prince, was well loved and liked, but then also was bullied. Oh man, you know. So I won't continue. That's a whole nother topic, and the show is about to be concluded, but. Definitely sending prayers out. It's a lot of things have been happening. Here in Jackson, there's been a lot of weird things happening, crazy accidents here in Jackson and outside of Jackson, not to mention the horrific crimes that have been happening. Beautiful city, beautiful state, but the local, national, and international news is something, and these are hot topics. But it's almost time to conclude the show, and I'm not going to, you know, just go on rambling, but I think last week I said I was going to share more information, but the next show scheduled is for Wednesday. Tomorrow, Image Mechanisms will broadcast. So the scheduling, it's not up yet, but when you look at the schedule, you'll see Image Mechanisms will be up, and we'll talk about the holiday season, Halloween, and other beauty and fashion topics. But on Wednesday, Matters of the Heart will broadcast on Wednesday, and it should be fun. Call in, again, 714-409-0614. And you can email me. Email your information if you want me to share.